The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And I love it how you continue to read, and then as we get into verse 4, it goes on to say, So Abram went as the Lord had told him. His hearing results in a molding of his being that is who he is, and he trusts in the Lord, which impacts his doing. So Abram hears God's voice, he trusts God's voice, and then he follows God's voice. So Abram went as the Lord had told him. This morning, I want to ask the question, several questions, but what is the Lord telling us? What is he telling you as an individual? What is he calling you to? What is he calling us to as a church? Last week, we stopped and we reflected on what God has done and is currently doing in our lives as individuals and as a church. And this week, I want us to stop and consider, what is God stirring in us for the future? What is God calling us to leave, to set down, and to go to that which he will show us? And I want to frame it with this question. How can we be a church that hears God's word, trusts God's word, and follows God's word so that we can be a people through whom God blesses our community? In Genesis, we see that God chose Israel, chose Abram, the father of Israel, to be his representatives in a world that had drifted far from him. He chose them to be a blessing to those around them, to point to and reveal God. And then as we follow, the fuller expression of God's promise points to this greater plan for the world, a world embracing plan of blessing through Jesus Christ. Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve and offer his life as a ransom for many. Now we stand on the other side of Christ as people who are overwhelmingly blessed in Christ, both spiritually and materially. And we, like Israel, are called to point to and reflect Jesus to the world. God's intent for his people has always been that we would be a people who are blessed to be a blessing. This is a fundamental statement of purpose that applies to everyone who, through faith, becomes part of the people of God. The blessings God gives us are intended to be shared with all. And it begins with this incomprehensible blessing of salvation. As we've been looking through Ephesians, it's been unpacked for us, unwrapped for us. And it also includes all the other good things that we have seen and been given by the Lord. Just as Abraham heard God's voice, trusted God's voice and followed God's voice, we, the church, God's people, chosen in Christ before the creation of the world, are now called to hear God's voice, called to trust God's voice, and called to follow God's voice, to continue the mission of God to be a blessing to all peoples on earth by pointing to and reflecting Jesus Christ. We want to be a blessing by becoming a fuller, richer expression of the kingdom of God, which means every tongue and tribe gathered together to worship Jesus. We want to be a church that grow into a greater reflection of heaven, where all are valued and respected and seen and bring glory to God. When Jesus commands his followers in John 13, love one another as he has loved us, so that by this everyone will know that we are his disciples, if we love one another. Do we hear this? Do we trust this? And do we follow this into action? Church, we exist to hold our church family lovingly accountable as we seek to change any underlying culture of selfishness, superiority, self-centeredness, self-reliance, and exclusivity. We want to reject division and seek unity. Passionately and intentionally embracing minorities so that they can be pointed to Jesus through the good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. We want TBC to be a place where people are safe enough to be vulnerable, to lament and to heal, but also faithful enough to challenge and convict one another to grow in maturity in Christ. We want TBC to be a home of which Christ Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone, where people find belonging and community. And I want to be a pastor alongside the incredible team that is here at TBC who equips you, who challenges you, who holds you accountable by the grace of God to be all that God has called you to, that has called us to. I'm just going to move back a bit. But for us to experience the joy set before us, to be a people who bring blessing to all peoples in our community, let alone all peoples on earth, we need to set our face towards God. To be a people who love one another as Christ loved us, we need to be willing to address areas where our church, where we do not reflect Jesus Christ to one another and to our community. Jesus introduces this radical new way of living. In John 13, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, the disgusting feet that would have traveled through dirty cow manure, disgusting land. And he kneels down, the king, and washes their feet. He humbles himself by taking the role of a servant. Jesus listened to people. He knew their struggles and their needs, and he lived a life of compassion. Jesus reveals this selfless, sacrificial way of being human. That in John 13:34, he asks his followers, he asks us, his church, to reflect this way of life. This is life in the kingdom of God. And this model of Jesus, this way of living, gives us a framework of how we engage with and become a blessing to one another and to our community. To be a means by which God pours out his blessing on his people and on those around us. But we need to be a church who first listens so that we can learn, so that we can live. Let me expand on this framework. To be a church that is a blessing to each other and our community, we need to cultivate and nurture a culture that listens to one another. One that actively listens to one another, listens to the cries of our communities and listens to the voice of the Holy Spirit and is convicted by the Word of God. Not imposing what we think people need, but hearing what people need and hearing what God has called us to. A significant part about being a people that reflects Jesus Christ to those around us is to be a people that listen and listen well. If you're a person like me, you sit down with someone who starts telling you their story, and at the first problem that pops up, you speak up. You want to fix their problem. And yet when we look at Jesus, we see someone who cultivated this personal culture of listening. And we see how he interacted with others by listening to their stories. Notice how we never read, "And Jesus interrupted them." Jesus listened. He reveals what it is to be someone who listens to the stories of those around us. TBC has people who reflect Jesus to our community around us. As people who point people to Christ, we need to be able to sit, to pause, and to listen. Perhaps it's as simple as taking the time today to not go to the normal group that you would talk to. Seek out someone new. They may have been here for as long as you. They may have been here longer than you. They may have just walked in the door today. Seek them out, talk to them, and listen. Welcome people into our church by listening to their story. We can all reflect Christ in the way we welcome, as simple as welcoming people into our church. Or maybe we can have the crazy idea of wandering our streets, of praying for people that we pass, stopping and talking to the people that we pass. Talk to a stranger in a cafe, just as Jesus stopped to talk to the woman at the well. Let us engage in conversations, otherwise forever be guessing. To be a church that loves and blesses our community, we need to be a church that listens to our community. As we look forward, perhaps we can individually and corporately be a people where vulnerability, healing, and transformation begins by listening to people's stories. We listen so that we can learn. We learn how to act, when to act, and where to act. We learn where we are taking the right steps forward. But we also learn where prejudice resides. Mistakes have been made. We learn where we have neglected the poor and the oppressed, where we have forsaken justice and mercy, all for the sake of our own comfort and pleasure. We learn where perhaps instead of reflecting Christ as we have been called to, we are reflecting the world. We learn where we have nurtured an inward-facing culture of me first, instead of an outward-facing culture of Christ-like selflessness. We learn where sin remains in our lives. We learn where we have simply become hearers of God's word and ceased to be doers of God's word. When we embrace this culture of listening and learning for our church, we begin to live a life that not only points to Jesus, but reflects Jesus as the Holy Spirit sanctifies us and refines us and transforms us, making us more and more like Christ. Oh, how beautiful would that be? To be a people that reflect Christ. The question was posed to me, if TBC was to disappear, would we be missed? What would the thoughts be? What would the words be of the community around us? Will it be TBC who? Or will it be, oh, those were the people who worshiped Jesus, who reflected Jesus, who demonstrated this in the way that they loved our community? When we do this, we become a people who offer a safe place to one another and to those in our community. A place to bring all of themselves and find belonging, no matter what their background, skin color, nationality, ability, disability, financial or social status. If we listen so that we can learn, we learn so that we can live. Live out what it means to be the people of God. Live out what it means to be a people richly blessed, both spiritually and materially, so that we can be a blessing to those around us. Live out what it means to love others as Christ loved us. Jesus lived out what it meant to love one another, to be a blessing to all. He washed the feet of his disciples. He touched and healed those who were despised and rejected. He spoke to and ate with sinners. He sought after and pursued the lost and the forgotten. He not only spoke out, but he acted out. He lived out against injustice and oppression. He lived a life of compassion, and in doing so, he unashamedly pointed everyone to God, his heavenly Father. Jesus stood for and lived out what it is to live a life of blessing others. Likewise, how can we be a people who listen to and learn from each other so that we can live out lives that bring blessing, that reflects Christ's selfless and sacrificial love for others? Now, I'm asking these questions not to be rhetorical. I want to ask you to do something different. Last week, we asked you to reflect and we heard stories. This week, I want you to turn to the people around you. You should have pieces of paper. If you have pens, feel free to use them. Otherwise, just hold that piece of paper. Not sure what you'll do with it without a pen. Didn't really think that far. But this week, I want you to listen to and write down what God is stirring in your heart. What's he stirring in your hearts and in your minds? I believe that part of my role here as one of the pastors is to challenge you to action. To hear God's voice, to trust God's voice, and to follow God's voice. To listen, to learn, and to live. And so I challenge you now, instead of hearing this message and just moving on, talking about what you did over the week, I want you to engage with one another in this space. We've got time. So how can we be a people who love others in our communities as Christ has loved us? How can we listen and learn and live as selfless, sacrificial people in our homes, in our workplaces, here in Titirangi? How can we be a church through whom God blesses our community as we move forward as a church? Now I'm going to pop, there'll be questions up on these boards, projector. To help prompt you, but feel free, don't use them. If God's stirring something in you, then I want to encourage you, just embrace that and talk about it. Let's start talking about this as a community. If I can interrupt the discussions, then what I'd like to do is actually pass a mic around to people that, yeah, if there is something that God is stirring in your hearts and that you want to share with the church, then please, I'd love to encourage you to use this time to encourage us, to convict us in how you feel God is leading us. So,
we're just saying that really I think the things we're already doing need to be enhanced and developed further. But things like having food for the people who need it in our neighbourhood, our second-hand shop, Rummages, getting that back up and going, that reached out to a lot of people, an opportunity to give things to people who are in need. Our CAP program, you know, for finances. I think just looking at what are the real needs of people today in our community, the real, forget about, if you like, the spiritual side of it, because that will come, but just the real needs of people in our community at the moment, what are they? That's what we need to examine. And then how we, in a very practical way, can meet those with our new space that we're going to have and everything else. After school care, you know, place for kids to go that is safe. All this type of thing is, I think, where we need to really look. And the blessings will come and the opportunities to speak about the Lord will come. But I think we need to, like Jesus did, go right at the base and meet the practical needs of people and let it flow from there.
Yeah. thank you. That's good.
Sorry, I don't have an answer to the question I'm going to ask, but one of the things that came up as we were discussing it is, how do we as a community dialogue with our community to actually listen and hear what their needs are? We put a great program on, it does amazing things, maybe, but how do we actually go and to the people around us and go, are we meeting your needs? Is there more we could be doing?
I can just add to that as well. Something that I've been chatting with Matt as well a little bit is, it's not just like, let's go see what's out there and go chuck a program in or something, but listening to what God is already doing in our neighborhood and sort of joining him in that. Just kind of sharing some of my heart is, I'm really excited. I really feel there's a sort of a building, particularly with young people, but in our church as well, that God's doing a new thing. And there's excitement. You know, I don't think it's an accident that we had a pandemic and we're building a church in the same year. I just wanted to say, yeah, be excited.
Although, correlation, not, yeah, yeah. It's not our fault.
At the risk of repeating stuff that I am passionate about, is also understanding what our community is. You know, for many of us, this immediate location is our community. But for many of us, our community is an office or in a workplace. And so listening to the people in there and how do we bring that hope into that space as well is really critical for us as a community. So.
What crossed my mind are some of the lovely things that are happening is worship, and it's a bless, and we know our leadership are praying and seeking God's face alongside us, and those things give me hope and encourage me. I'd also just want to put this out there that, our community is also wider than just here. It's also a national community, and in that space, I just want to encourage people to ask the hard questions about the marginalized and biculturalism, and how we can do that well as a church and to honor the Lord in doing that. Mm. So, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. And look, I want to encourage you to continue to think, continue to pray. And if these things, you know, continue to talk with one another, talk to me, to Andy, to the elders, but to each other. Let's listen to each other's stories and what we are experiencing in our community here as a church and in our communities that God has called us into. I think how great it would be to say, so Titirangi Baptist Church went as the Lord has told them. So my prayer and my challenge for us as a church is that we would be a church that hears God's voice, trusts God's voice, and follows God's voice.